Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Let's doom scroll.
Let's do it. This January 6th committee, it's just something every day. They want more. They just keep demanding more and more things. I love that after all these subpoenas and people are like, nah, I don't know if I'm going to show up. And they subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani. Who knows if he'll show up?
Right.
But we know that obviously like Steve Bannon didn't. And again, we've said this a couple times this week. I just don't see a whole lot coming from all this, but I get that it's important. Fine.
That's so fine. I want to find out
it
what
was,
happened.
It was not cool what happened. I guess we have gotten to a point now where we're just
going
to like, I remember that.
But nothing's going to happen.
That's what it feels
probably.
Like. But now the January 6th has asked, it sounds like politely, for Ivanka's help. They didn't even subpoena her. They're just like, look, we know you're one of the people whose name showed up publicly is trying to ask your dad to, you know, stop this, say something to the crowd. So we already know that. Maybe could you give us some more information? But again, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and assume that the answer to that is going to be no.
Is looking to Ivanka Trump for more answers about what happened inside the White House on January 6th. Ivanka asked her father to call off the violence that day, and the committee hopes that she can shed light on what exactly former President Trump was doing and saying while the attack unfolded. This is the committee's first voluntary ask of a Trump family member as investigators focus on Trump's inner circle.
So when they released the text messages and like Hannity was in there and what's her face, is that Ingram?
Laura Ingram
and, you know, a couple others. I didn't think about this, but I just kind of assumed that Trump wasn't responding to them. But was it just that we didn't get to see what Trump said because that was all tied up in court and now the Supreme Court. So there might be responses. Okay.
Well, that was to the chief of staff, right?
Oh, they were all writing directly to the chief of staff, weren't they? That's right. Because people made fun of one of the kids, Eric or Don Jr., like, why are you writing him? Why don't you just text your dad? The Peloton craze, it got huge when COVID hit because everybody's in lockdown.
Right.
And it happened to kind of coincide with that commercial that caused so much controversy because a husband bought his wife one for Christmas, and that is not okay. I don't need to explain why that's not okay. You don't buy exercise equipment for someone.
Nope.
Birthday or Christmas, doesn't matter. Anyway. Peloton, everyone at that point was like, well, you know, that was a major, major screw up. Who knows if they'll survive this? And they ended up becoming massively successful. Our friend Nick got one. He convinced you to get one, Lazo. I feel like I know a lot of people who own them. Julia, do you have one?
We sold it.
You sold it?
We just never used it.
I thought with the screen and the talking to people, maybe it would help you use it a little bit more. I don't know.
It honestly was where it was located in our house. It was just in the basement. We never thought about it. Never wanted, like, you know what I mean? Out of sight, out of mind.
Yep. Well, and if you went through every time in your life that you've sold a piece of exercise equipment, like whether you bought it new or bought it used at a garage sale, how many pieces of exercise equipment you've had at one time? I think I've had.
Yeah, everybody's gone through and it's just gone for somebody else.
Yeah. I've had a couple of like stationary bikes, at least two of them. I had that row machine thing.
Right.
I had a weight bench, which I don't know if you can tell. I was obviously not using that very much. I got rid of that. It's just one of those things. But with the Peloton thing, everyone I know who has it, at least they act like they still love it. But I guess we've kind of saturated the market, the people who wanted those and who wanted to exercise. And then you combine that with the fact that COVID is or, you know, the lockdowns have basically ended and we're sort of back to normal. sales are down, and so the CEO sent out this letter, and that this caused this major, you know, media firestorm today because, oh, well, they're losing billions in stock value because of this memo saying that they're going to stop production of new bikes. Well, he came out later and clarified and said, I'm not saying that we're stopping production completely. We're slowing it down. We're going to stop for a second. To me, this sounds like another one of those Sex and the City things. Any publicity is good publicity. They say it lost this much stock this morning.
It lost a bunch.
It lost a bunch, right? Like, I think they were saying billions in value.
$2.5 billion in market value was wiped out of Peloton stock yesterday. This was the ultimate stay-at-home stock. It was a pandemic play. Millions of people rushed out and bought Peloton bikes and treadmills during the pandemic when they were stuck at home. But as things have changed, fewer people are buying those things and becoming members of Peloton. And as a result, Peloton is halting production of its bikes and treads.
So now would be the time to buy, right, Lazo? The stock went way down. Do you own stock in them?
I don't.
Oh, you don't. You still
have the AMC,
Peloton. Though? You have a Peloton. I was thinking that for some reason you also had some stock. So you just have the, you're holding on to that AMC
I
now.
I am. Diamond hands, boy.
We need them to show
if
up.
If you're with me, man, we had to last the holdouts, but I am still in. I'm still in.
Are they still? I'm sure you check, maybe not every day, but you probably check somewhat regularly the Wall Street Bets people, and especially that guy who kept telling you it was going to make tons of money. Where is he now? Is he saying this is all still part of the plan?
We're all good,
or did he disappear?
Shorts haven't covered.
Okay.
That's it. Shorts haven't covered. Let them do what they want. But, I mean, he's like, bring it down to a dollar. I don't care. That's my guy. He's my financial advisor. Squeaky Pants 420. He's like, let him bring it all the way down. I'm like, man. Are you on my side?
Right.
We've been doing this
for
a year now.
But
all my money is all in it, man.
Hey, at least he didn't disappear. If you were like, man, I haven't seen that guy in a long time, then I'd start to worry. But if he's still there telling you everything's going to be okay, that's got to give you a little bit of hope. I mean, it'll be nice. Look, when it pays off, it'll make it all that much more sweeter because you held on to it for so long. But, you know, if you're looking to diversify a little bit, maybe Peloton's the way to go right now.
Or Netflix. They lost a bunch of money today.
Yeah, why?
Because
their subscriber rates were declining?
I think the CEO again said something about a lack of growth because of other streaming services.
All right. This is, I guess, kind of silly. But I actually canceled my Netflix this week. But only because
my girlfriend
also has one, and we just don't use it. Like, I think her sister uses it, but my mom uses mine. I've got friends that use mine. So there are like five different households using my Netflix, allegedly. And I looked at the bill.
To do that.
Yeah, they say they're going to try and lower that number soon, but they haven't done it. I was paying like basically it's up to like almost $20 a month. If you're paying for 4K,
right,
then it's like I think $18 and change a month or something like that.
Right.
So I don't know if you know what you're paying for, but
I pay for the 4K. So
right. So I think that's what it is then. And so I was like, oh, I could reduce this to HD. That'd be $15. That's not saving much money. And I was like, oh, I could get $9.99 if I want standard definition, $4.80. And I was like, I'd rather not have it. Than have the embarrassment of someone turning on Netflix. Like, why does it look like it's 2002 in here? But I was like, Brooke, don't you have one? Yeah, let's figure out the password. Just one of those things where it started off, what did we pay in the beginning? Like $6.99? Yeah, she ended up having one, so it's fine.
You're not really canceling.
No, but I was canceling. I told her, like, hey, I'm getting rid of this. And then she was like, I have one that I don't know. And I was like, oh, well, then find it out. That's perfect. It's just I don't use it that often. And I am definitely at the point now where I pay more than I did for cable for all my subscription services. I'm past my cable bill prices now. Aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm subscribed to so many things.
Me too.
I don't even know. I subscribe to that stupid Truebill. There's a service that'll go through and check all your subscriptions.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and then
I see
cancel
the commercials.
Them for if you want. No, I can't remember the password to cancel Truebill.
Oh, no.
Wait. I got a thing the other day that said Truebill for $7. I'm like, God damn it, I haven't seen that thing
in
forever.
That's so funny.
It costs money?
I think it's like $5 or something, yeah.
Wow,
and then
they're
like, basically it's $5. We'll go through every month. Yeah. We'll tell you. You know what? And I'm like, well, I'm done with this.
And now I don't know how to
cancel my goddamn Truebill thing. So, I just sign up for something else for $5. Ridiculous.
Well, and they cancel it.
They make it so easy to add things. If you use like Hulu or YouTube TV or any of those things, I assume they work similarly. I know with Hulu, it's like, do you want to watch Showtime? Just click and you just start watching it. We'll just go ahead and add that. And then
it'll be added to that.
And then it's like, oh, the one movie I wanted to watch is on Stars. I don't have it right now. I'll just get Stars. And I don't cancel that stuff. I think about it. And then I go to look at it and I'm like, No, I'll regret this immediately if I cancel it. So I have
well,
all this
I mean, the
crap.
TV things are fine because I had YouTube. Well, I had Hulu TV and I didn't love it.
Yeah.
And then I went to YouTube TV and then they had a problem with ESPN.
Oh, right.
There so was I was a... like, if you have a problem with ESPN, then you have a problem with me.
Right.
So I'm out. So I went to Fubo TV.
Okay.
And I used that. And then YouTube TV said, oh, we figured stuff out with ESPN. So I just canceled that. I went back to them like, I'll cancel those on a whim. It's the ones that are like, you know, Peacock.
Right.
That I don't ever go to. The ones I don't realize I'm even subscribed to. Those are the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and what happens
like
to me.
Like Spotify. I was like, well, I don't know how to cancel it.
And so you weren't using it.
So I just started using it.
Oh, you started using
yeah,
it.
Now right. I have it. I'm like, okay, well, I'll just use this sometimes to make me feel better.
Did you cancel the Apple Music subscription?
No.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? Two's better than one, right?
Yeah.
You got options now, just in case. I have, my problem is that you get the movie channel add-ons. That starts to add up.
Because
each one of those costs roughly the same as like a Netflix account or something.
Yeah.
Anywhere from 10 to 15 bucks. And then it's Paramount Plus. It's Peacock. It's whatever. You're like, I'm not going to sign up for this stuff until one day they go, oh, you want to watch this thing that you really wanted to watch and you didn't even know it existed? Well, it's on Peacock. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'll sign up for Peacock. And then that's all I watch for 4 months because it's a new thing and you don't watch the other stuff. I would say roughly with all the streaming stuff, I'm paying like $155 a month. My cable bill was probably at like $125 or $130 when I quit.
I saw somebody tweet that the other day. Like, God, I have so many streaming services with all these different things. And different, you know, Showtime and HBO, all extra. I wish someone would just put it into one package.
I know.
Bring it into my house. I'd pay extra for that if they would just make it work. And they're like, yeah, that's called cable.
It's like when that guy said, you know, podcasters should come up with a way to do things live and be able to interact with their subscribers so they could talk about live events. It's like, yep, that's
they even tried it.
Radio.
They were like, hey, we have this whole crazy website. What was it? It was popular for like 5 minutes, Julia. It kept... Mine and yours, you had to be invited, and they kept coming, going off all the time.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Our phones would go off.
It was an app, yeah.
Right, whatever that was.
And what, it put
Clubhouse.
It all to...
Clubhouse.
Huh?
Oh,
Clubhouse.
The podcast.
Clubhouse, it was just radio.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
With people who don't do radio.
Right, and you had to get invited, which is great.
Right,
like,
and then
oh,
it,
you can't
like,
just
they,
listen.
And they said, oh, everything invited, like one day... man, I've had too much to drink. What's his name? Who invented
it? It was like Elon Musk or somebody,
yeah,
right?
And then there's somebody else. Like three of those guys are all together in a room. They're like, look at this. They're all giving a talk about, you know. And then after that, it was just dudes like, hey, man, this is how you pick up girls.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like,
it was?
Oh,
I missed that part.
It was just like 42 dudes talking about chicks.
Yes.
It just went straight to that. Like, these are the ways you talk to girls. And then the other room was like, girls, this is how you tell men to leave you alone. Just scroll through it. And that's all it was. And then 72 rooms about, hey, my name is Jenny, and I'm going to tell you how to grow your podcast. And you're like,
okay.
The whole thing was just toilet.
Just toilet?
Toilet.
Someone needs to start an app called Toilet. I don't know what it does yet, but we'll figure it out.
The Church of Laszlo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.